said, my name is Deborah Gunn. I am the Director of Development and Stewardship for the Diocese of Saginaw, and I've been asked to speak to you today about sacrificial giving. I know it's about money, and they don't think that they brought in the big hitter to talk about money, because you're going to hear two stories, one from a very special friend of mine, Father Dan Danielson, that I learned from him, and then my husband and my own story. But when we speak about stewardship, oftentimes we hear time, talent, and treasure. That sums it up, doesn't it? God has given us everything in our time, talent, and treasure. I sometimes think of stewardship as grace, gratitude, and generosity. Through the grace of God, He has given us everything. Our family, our children, our ability to work, our faith. Through this, we are grateful. And we're here to show our gratitude. And we do things for other people to show our gratitude. And then through the gratitude, we are generous. And we share. Which brings us right into what I want to talk about is sacrificial giving. And I know that Father Bill mentioned 10% tithing, and that's a great start. Sacrificial giving is a bit more than that. It takes the measurement away, and it really puts you in close connection with God in prayer. So I want to tell you a story. As Father Bill said, and Sister Janet, we've been in the vineyards for the last 3 weeks. I'm going to take you on a fishing story. Father Danielson, one of my pastors back in, where I used to live, talks about sacrificial giving in one of his homilies. And he tells a story about when he was a little boy, he and his father would go out fishing, and they would bring back these big, beautiful salmon fish. They lay the fish out and clean it, and the father would cut it up and say to Father Dan, who's a boy, take this down to the neighbors, because they didn't have very much. Well, Father Dan would take down to the neighbors this beautiful center cut of the salmon. You know, that's the steaks, would go to the neighbors. Father Dan grew up thinking that the heads and the tails were the best part of the fish. Who would give away the best part of the fish? So he grew up, and when he got older, it was his friends that said, no, you were giving away the best part. The heads and the tails are not the best part of the fish. Next time you go to a restaurant, I bet you're going to look to see if you got the head or the tail. So in this story of sacrificial giving, Father Dan says it was never a 10% or 20%. His father gave the first fruits from the top, and not what was left over. That was part of the beginning of Father Dan's journey of sharing and what sacrificial giving meant. Giving of your first fruits, giving the best, and giving off the top, which is very similar back to the gospel that reading in the homily of Father Bill, that you give the best back to the owner. The next was my story of my husband and I. We were still living in California at the time, and we would come to Sanford here to visit, which now we live here. We moved here a year ago. Love this place. And we're sitting in church, Our Lady of Grace, and they were asking CSA, we're this close to meeting our CSA. Can anybody, please contribute a little bit more to meet our goal? So my husband and I were sitting in the pew, and we both looked at each other and nodded yes. Okay, we'll do this. I raised up one finger. My husband looks at me and raises up two fingers. And I looked at him and I did the one finger. No. And he was like, insistent. No, we're going to do the two fingers. Add any zero after that. 10, 20, or 10, 100, 1,000. But I knew what that meant in my budget when we were looking at each other. And I looked at Mitchell, and I said, I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit is saying to you But it's not the same thing he's saying to me. He insisted on two fingers, and I knew what that meant. And I surrendered. I said, okay, we're going to give that. There's three lessons I learned from that day about myself and then about Mitchell and I together. The first lesson is this is really God's money. Our money does not sit in the bank account as ours at Chemical Bank, Huntington Bank. It's really the bank of God. God makes deposits and God requests withdrawals. The first payments that go out should not be to Spectrum, Dish, my car payment, my boat payment. The first payment needs to go to God. It's His money. And through prayerful consideration, that's the sacrificial giving. You give first. Another lesson I learned that I try to live by, what do I really own? And what owns me? I could say I own everything, my house, my car, but what do I really own and what owns me? In that case, when my husband and I were sitting in the pews going one finger, two fingers, I tell you what owned me at that point was the monthly budget, was fear, and all those things that come along with money. My husband and I were both self-employed at the time, so our income did this. But if God had taken care of my husband and I all these years, why would I be afraid to step out in faith and not trust again? So what really owned me at that point was fear. My husband was freer to give than I was, and I trusted and surrendered to his call. The third lesson I learned and I try to live by is I don't think the decision is how much to give. 1%, 5%, 10%, 20%. I don't think that's the real question that we need to answer. I think the answer, or the question we need to answer and think about and pray about is, how much should I keep? With Father Dan, how much should I keep? For him, his father kept the fish heads and the tails, and they still dined till they were full on the heads and the tails. So the question, the deeper question is, what should I keep? I am very excited for St. John Vianney as you started this and launched your capital campaign. It's been a lot of work, and just the brighter future for the next generation and many generations for this parish. That's what we're all called to do, is we're stewards here today and planning for the next generation. So these are some of the things that I'd like for you to think about. And I always want you to remember one thing. Be a joyful giver. How many times have we heard, give until it hurts? I don't prescribe to that theory. I don't prescribe to that thought. Be a joyful giver. God calls us to be a joyful giver. When you give with gratitude, it really frees your spirit to be joyful. How can you not be joyful? Be a joyful giver and pray. And pray about what you want to give for not only this campaign, but other things that pass your way. But thank you very much for giving me the time to speak to you, and I'll be here after the Mass. Thank you, and God bless.